嘅同我哋要讲嘅说话。呢段读经嘅经文记载都系记载喺旧约嘅书卷，喺传道书里边第三章。凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时，生有时，死有时，栽种有时，拔出所栽种的也有时，杀戮有时，医治有时，拆毁有时，建造有时，哭有时，笑有时，哀动有时，跳舞有时，抛掷石头有时，堆聚石头有时，怀抱有时，不怀抱有时，寻找有时，失落有时，保守有时，舍弃有时，撕裂有时，缝补有时，静默有时，言语有时，喜爱有时，恨恶有时，争战有时，和好有时。今日啊，今朝早就仍然会有我哋嘅英文部嘅传道陈传道喺我哋当中嚟到啊正道，咁就会有杨牧师替我哋用翻译粤语。我哋将时间交俾两位传道。
Good afternoon, everybody.
各位平安。
I know some of you are thinking.
我想大家可能个脑谂紧有啲觉得奇怪。
Why is Pastor Bill in the Cantonese congregation?
点解英文传道会嚟与崇拜讲道嘅呢
？There must be a mistake.
咁啊，可能有啲搞错都唔定。
But there is a reason.
咁啊，其实咧有个原因嘅。
Even though my responsibility is to the English congregation,
虽然 Pastor Bill 佢主要嘅责任系喺英文部。
I'm a Pacific Grace pastor.
Pastor Bill 系我哋众恩堂嘅牧师之一。
So the three pastors here in our church, we want to let you know that even though we have a Cantonese title before our names or English, we are all Pacific Grace pastors.
我哋教会几位嘅同工都系一样，虽然我哋各自有唔同嘅职份。有粤语部嘅，有英语部嘅，但系我哋大家都系众恩堂嘅同工。
So it's an honor for me to come to share God's word in the Cantonese congregation.
所以呢个系我一个好大嘅荣幸，能够嚟到粤语崇拜嗰度讲道。
So let us pray.
请大家我哋一齐祈祷。
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this church.
亲爱天父，我哋为咗教会嚟到感谢你。
And thank you for all the people who come to worship here this morning.
多谢你俾我哋有会众，每一位嘅会众能够嚟到神嘅面前去敬拜。
And some of us, Lord, come with worries and sadness of this broken world.
也可能有人今日带住一个忧伤嘅心，一个沉重嘅一个心情嚟到崇拜里边。
And I pray that you would bind them and cast them away.
恳求主帮助我哋，能够将我哋嘅重担挪开。
So we can focus on you, Lord.
叫我哋能够集中喺你自己嘅话语上边。
On the message that you placed on my heart this week.
求主帮助我哋能够释放神嘅说话。
We ask Jesus' name, Amen.
我哋今日祈祷奉耶稣嘅名求，阿门。
Whether you want to admit it or not,
无论大家愿不愿意承认都好，
we are all affected by time.
我们每一个人呢，都会是多多少少被时间所影响。
We wake up at a certain time.
我们一早有一个定时起身。
We go to work or school at a certain time.
我们在某一个时间，我们上学或者上工。
We go home at a certain time.
我们都是在某一个时间定了是放工。
Now some of us even struggle with time management.
我相信有些人都可能觉得时间是比较论尽的。
So we take time management classes.
所以我们走去上一些是时间管理的课程。
So in a sense, time is very important to us.
我们觉得时间是很宝贵的。
But we often neglect a very important aspect of time.
但我们又有时会忽略一个在时间上面很重要的一个部分。
God's timing
是上帝的定时。
So in the passage we heard this afternoon,
今天我们读的一段圣经,
it deals with God's timing,
是讲到上帝的定时。
But before that, I want to turn to the first chapter of Ecclesiastes.
未讲刚才我们讲那段经文之前呢，想大家首先看一看传道书的第一章。
As we'll help us understand chapter 3.
我们 睇咗傳道書嘅第一章開頭嗰幾句咧，可能幫助我哋多少少係明白傳道書嘅第三章。
In verse 2, there's a cry of the teacher.
傳道書嘅第一章第二節嗰度有一個傳道者，佢有呼喊嘅聲音。
Meaningless, meaningless, utterly meaningless. Everything is utterly meaningless.
佢話虛空的虛空，虛空的虛空，凡事都是虛空。
But there's more than this.To his message of despair.
这个这样的好像很负面的感觉，其实不只是停在这里。
Because if we look at chapters 1 and 2 as one complete unit,
因为如果我们将传道书的第一章和第二章是一个整体这样去看的话，
The teacher is challenging us that we need to step away from our short-term goals,
就是去帮助我们，是从我们那个很短暂、很短视的那个看法，
and find long trusting trust a long-term trust in God.
是来到去在一个长线长路上边去仰望神。
The teacher also want to show us and teach us that if we put hope in God,
是教导我们，如果我们将我们的盼望是摆在神那处的话，
our life will not be empty and pointless.
我们的生命就不会是没意义，是不会没价值。
Because we have a very strong trust in God.
因为我们对神有一个很大很绝对的一个信心。
So as we come to chapter 3,
所以我们来到第三章的时候,
the teacher writes in verse 1,
在第一节的开始,
For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven.
他告诉我们听, 第一节说, 凡事都有定期, 天下万物都有定时。
All of us go through different seasons in our lives.
我们每一个人都在我们的人生之中是有不同的时段。
And it's a responsibility to match those actions to the season that we're in.
我们都很不容易将我们自己在不同的时段里面来到有一个是一定好的配合。
In verses 2-8,
在第二节到第八节，
all the experiences are listed.
人的很多的不同的际遇，很多的经历都好像写打出来。
And it matches the appropriate time for that activity.
就去配合呢，是这一件事发生是神的定时。
So the secret to peace with God,
那个的同神在神里面有平安的那个巧妙那个秘诀呢，
is to discover, accept, and appreciate God's perfect timing.
就发现神在这些这么多事情发生里面的定时是几个微妙。
And the danger is when we resent or doubt God's timing.
那个危险呢，就是如果我们怀疑神的定时，或者我们对神的定时有所抗拒的话。
So why do we doubt or resent God's timing?
为什么我们会抗拒或者怀疑神的定时呢？
Because waiting is hard.
就因为等待是一件很难做的事。
We tell ourselves,
我们告诉自己，
Why are we stuck in this relationship?
为什么我们会在这个这样的关系里面呢？
Why are we stuck in this job?
为什么我们会在这个这样的工作里面呢？
Why do I have this embarrassing behavior?
为什么我会有这个这样的一个的表现呢？
Why is this health issue that we're dealing with not going away?
为什么我现在面对一个身体上面健康的问题不会是好翻的呢？
And why doesn't God come through?
为什么神不在这个时候介入呢？
And when we have this type of mentality,
当我们有这种这样的思想的时候，
we go into despair and we rebel and we move ahead without God's advice.
我们心里面就觉得很无望，很难过，我们就觉得我们自己要找出自己的出路，我们就不理神了。
While we are in a difficult situation,
当我们在一个这样这么难处的一个境况之中，
we are absolutely responsible,
我们其实是自己有自己的责任的，
to discern the right times,
我们有一个责任去找出什么是神的定时，
for the right actions,
是在神的定时里面我们应该做什么工作。
And when we have important decisions to make,
如果当我们要做一个这样的决定的时候，
we sometimes don't want to trust anyone.
但要做一些重要的决定，可能我们会觉得我们什么人都不信，
even God.
甚至连神我们都不信。
But when we do the right actions,
但当我们做一个正确决定的时候，
and we trust God,
我们又相信神，
the result is beautiful.
那个的结果就是一个美丽的结果。
So God challenging us to embrace that truth, that he, yeah.
圣经的话今天向我们发出挑战，
that he knows what's the best for us,
就是神原那个真理，就是原来神知道什么对我们最好的。
And God's a better judge than we are,
就是因为神的判断总好过我们的判断。
So how do we live in God's timing?
我们怎样是活在神的定时里面呢？
Proverbs teaches us,
箴言书给我们有这样的教导。
Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6.
箴言书第三章第五节第六节.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
他说你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明.
And all your ways submit to him.
在你所行的事上,
and he will make your path straight.
都要认定他，他必指引你的路.
So Proverbs is teaching us,
箴言书里面就这么教我们,
trust God entirely,
要完全的相信神,
and exclusively.
亦都是只相信神.
So when we're discerning God's timing,
如果我们去判断什么是神的定时的时候,
we're often tempted to trust the wisdom of the world.
我们又有一个这样的倾向, 我们会去考虑或者去想一下在这个世界上的想法,
rather rely on God.
我们宁愿是信世界上的智慧而不信神.
But Jesus taught us this in Matthew 6.
但在马太福音的第六章, 耶稣这样教我们,
no one can serve two masters.
他说一个人不能够侍奉两个主.
Also, he taught us the greatest commandment in Mark chapter 12.
在马可福音第十二章,
you shall love the Lord God, Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.
是耶稣给我们最大的诫命，让你尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神.
But sadly, by our own sinful nature,
用了我们人的本身有的那个罪性的一个想法、一个选择.
We rely on our own ways.
我就宁愿是去靠自己的方法.
Why is that?
为什么会这样呢?
Isaiah chapter 53 tells us,
以赛亚书第53章告诉我们,
all we are like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned everyone to his own way.
他说我们所有的人都像羊走迷了路，各人是偏行己路.
So when we're faced with difficult or important decisions in our lives,
当我们面对一些我们个人生活上的困难或者一些抉择的时候,
such as our marriage,
无论或者是说我们的婚姻,
finances,
我们的经济,
our vocation,
我们的工作,
we don't rely on God.
我们就不去依靠神.
We tell ourselves, do what just feels right.
我们就告诉自己，我认为这样对，我就这样做了.
But Proverbs teaches that our feelings are unreliable.
但箴言书反而就教导我们，我们人的感觉原来靠不住的.
Whoever trusts his own mind is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom will be delivered.
哪一个人靠自己的，其实就是愚蠢，愚昧人才是靠自己，聪明人就是靠上帝.
So the writer of Proverbs challenges us not to lean on our own understandings and our ways.
所以箴言书就提醒我们，不要依靠自己聪明，不要依靠自己的想法.
But trust that God knows.
是时时都信靠神.
And God's way is the best.
神的方法，神的路总是最好的.
Because the one who chooses his own way,
因为那个是选择自己要行自己的方法的人,
is telling God,
就是告诉神听,
I know better than you.
我懂得多过你.
So then we need to trust God extensively.
所以我们要是完完全全的去相信神.
This is not merely to acknowledge God's lordship in our religious life.
这个就不单单是在我们的信仰的生活里面，怎样活出上帝是主。
But every aspect of our life.
是每一个生活里面的每一件事，大小的事情，都是以耶稣为主。
Not just the great, but every single small issue in our lives.
不是一些只是大件事才是这样，是每一件事，细微的事都是这样。
We have to know that there's nothing too small for God's attention.
我们要知道，没有一样东西对神来讲是太过微小的.
So when that happens,
当我们这么做的时候,
God blesses those who trust him.
神就一定赐福凡是相信投靠他的人.
The person who trusts God entirely, exclusively, and extensively will enjoy success in life.
一个完完全全信靠神，亦都是单一信靠神的人，神一定赐福他.
My son has a very unique name.
Pastor Bill的儿子有一个很特别的名.
And there's a story behind it.
改这个名背后其实有个故事的.
So let me share with you.
想跟大家分享一下.
So in January of 2014,
2014年的1月份,
I just quit my full-time teaching job.
那时候 Pastor Bill刚刚放弃了他一个全时间的工作.
And I just quit just that previous Friday.
就是刚刚那个那天发生的事的前一个礼拜五,
as my second semester in full-time studies.
佢係啱啱開始咗一個全職嘅一個學習嘅一個階段。
So before that, I was a teacher and also going to school.
之前咧係一路讀書一路工作嘅。
I was sitting in front of my computer studying the first chapter of Mark.
嗰日咧就坐喺電腦嘅面前，係喺度讀緊馬可福音嘅第一章。
Suddenly, I get a message on my WhatsApp.
突然間喺電話嗰度嚟咗一個嘅消息。
Winnie, my wife, sent me a picture of a pregnancy test.
係 Pastor Bill 嘅太太咧，就 send 咗一個嘅信息，話俾佢聽咧，係做呢個驗孕嘅檢查嘅結果。
With two blue lines.
又有兩畫藍色嘅。
And I thought to myself.
咁我話俾自己聽。
So does two lines mean pregnant or not pregnant?
兩畫藍色，咁即係有定冇咧？
So I called Winnie.
咁我就即刻打電話俾太太。
I said, Winnie.
太太。
Am I going to be a dad?
我係咪我就嚟做爸爸啊？
And it was a long pause.
咁啊，靜咗一個好冇聲出嘅一段時間。
What do you think?
咁我太太就話：咁你話咧？
So then I started to panic.
咁我開始緊張啦。
Oh no!
哎呀，弊啦。
Bad timing.
啊，呢個時間好弊喎。
I'm in full-time studies.
而家咧係全時間讀書。
My current job only pays me one-fifth of my previous salary as a teacher.
而家嘅有嘅收入咧係以前做嗰份全職嘅工作嘅五分一咁多錢啫。
And I started bargaining with God.
所以我開始就同神咧係有一個嘅表示不滿啦。
God, why now?
神啊，点解喺呢个咁嘅时候咧？
But then I heard God tell me and spoke to me in a very clear manner.
跟住我听到好清楚嘅神系同我讲嘅好清楚嘅声音。
You and Winnie have been praying for a child for the last 8 years.
佢话你同你嘅太太 Winnie 咧系过去八年都一路不住嘅祈祷系要有 BB。
And I finally give you a child.
我而家终于嚟听你嘅祈祷，俾你有 BB。
And what do you do?
咁你做咩咧？
You complain.
你又喺度嘈音巴闭。
Then it hits me.
咁啊，我就觉得，哎，好似神真系直接同我讲话一样。
God's timing.
神系试验我。
There is a reason why my son's name is Kairos.
點解我個仔改個名叫做 Kairos 係有原因嘅。
Because anytime in the Bible,
因為當我哋睇聖經裏邊嘅説話
，when there is expression of opportune time or decisive point in time,
凡係睇到有啲嘅字眼，譬如講到係時機啊，或者定時啊咁樣嘅字眼嘅時候
，you will see the word Kairos in Greek.
咁你就睇到嗰個字咧嘅原文希臘文嘅字就係 Kairos。
So, for example, in Mark chapter 13, verse
33,
Jesus talks about his second coming.
耶稣呢是讲到他将来要再来的事。
Jesus says,
耶稣说呢,
be on guard, keep awake.
耶稣说你们要警醒, 谨慎, 祷告。
For you do not know when the time,
因为你们不知道那个时候几时来到,
the Kairos,
那个时候就是 Kairos。那个字,
so Kairos again means opportune time.
那个时候, Kairos 这个字就是定时或者是时机这样的意思。
So God says, I'm giving you Kairos as you're at the opportune time in your life.
所以神呢, 就说我给了这个 Kairos 给你, 就是反映教导你们神有他自己的定时。
So as I reflected my life with Winnie as a couple,
所以当我和我的太太 Winnie 一起去思想去反省我们过去的经历，
We've been students of timing, God's timing.
我们就原来一直是神的定时的一个学生。
In our marriage,
在我们的婚姻，
as parents,
在我们做父母，
in our finances,
在我们的经济，
and even in my pastoral life,
甚至在教会的牧会，
we have obeyed and followed God's timing.
我们都是顺服跟从神的定时。
Because everything in our lives, everyone in everyone's life,
是在我们每一个人的生命，每一个人我们的经历里面，
happens at opportune time.
是有神的定时。
Sometimes I think God is very strange.
有时呢，我们觉得神呢，怪怪地。
Because when I was young,
因为当我年轻的时候，
there was a song that my mother always played in our house.
有时呢，在家里呢，我以前小的时候，我妈妈呢，成日唱的。
No, not she sings, on the radio.
Oh, 在个 喺个收音机里边成日开嚟听嘅。
And the song by Sam Hui.
就系许冠杰唱嘅歌。
名里有时终须有，名里无时莫强求。
我妈教到你识唱，唱得咁好听。
So for me, I think God was teaching me when I was young about God's timing or timing in general.
我就相信自小咧，我就系认识神嘅定时呢个咁嘅功课，学到而家今日仲学紧。
So we need to understand.
所以我哋需要明白。
God is in control, not us of time.
神系掌管嘅，唔系我哋掌管。
And that is the biblical conviction that we need to follow as Christ's followers.
我哋作为耶稣嘅门徒，呢个就系我哋毕生要学习嘅功课。
And we need to embrace it and adopt it.
我哋需要一直嘅去学习，一直嘅去接受呢个上帝定时嘅教导。
Now we may scheme and we may plot.
无论我哋自己人点样谂法、点样计划、点样预算。
But God's plans are the ones that need to be followed.
但系神嘅定时却系我哋一定要遵从嘅。
And sometimes in our waiting times, we feel that God is not active.
有时我哋喺等候嘅时候，我哋觉得神好似咩都冇做。
But God is active.
但系其实神喺度做紧嘢嘅。
Because Peter reminds us in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 8.
喺彼得后书就提醒我哋有句咁嘅说话。
Do not overlook this one fact.
彼得后书嘅第二章，佢话我哋千祈唔好忽略。
Beloved. That with the Lord, one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day.
彼得后书话：亲爱弟兄，有一件事你哋不可忘记，就系主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
And to understand that God's control should give us comfort.
系话俾我哋听，其实神嘅定时、神嘅掌管，俾我哋系有一个好大嘅安慰。
But also serves as a warning.
亦都同时间咧，系俾我哋一个提醒。
Especially for those who ignore the reality and try to continue to change or manipulate time under our own abilities.
特别咧，系对于有啲人系想用自己嘅方法嚟到去改变或者控制一啲嘅时间或者某一啲嘅嘢发生。
And that's why Psalms 46:10 speaks a lot of truth to us.
所以诗篇第46篇第十节就俾我哋一个好大嘅提醒。
Because it is a song of trust.
呢一篇系一篇信靠嘅诗篇。
Be still and know that I'm God.
佢话你们要安静，你们要休息，要知道我是神。
It is not a psalm for an invitation to tranquil meditation.
这个呢，你们要休息或者要安静，不是讲紧呢一个是好像打坐咁样的安静。
But a command to let God be God.
却是一个命令，是话俾我听，俾翻神做翻神。
So be still.
叫我哋休息。
Means take your hands off.
就是叫我哋放手咁解。
And relax. Relax.
是放松。
So the knowledge that we gain from Psalms 46:10.
我哋喺呢个诗篇四十六篇里边得着嘅个人嘅智慧
，is truthful knowledge of Him.
其实系认识神
，His past acts
系认识神嘅过去嘅作为
，and His promises
亦都认识上帝嘅应许。
So during my marriage with Winnie and our lives.
在 Pastor Bill 同太太 Winnie 结婚咁多年里边。
So during our transition from a childless couple to parents.
由我哋以前结婚之后未有细蚊仔，一路到我哋而家成为人嘅父母。
And from a couple who lives paycheck to paycheck.
由我哋以前咧系搵唔多使唔多嘅时间。
To relatively financially stable,
亦都一路去到我哋而家喺经济上边有更好嘅一个稳定性。
So Wayne and I, we've been drawing comfort to know.
我哋大家一路嘅学习，我哋更加嘅认识清楚。
We allow God to be God.
我哋让上帝做翻上帝。
That is the life of a faithful Christ follower.
呢个就系跟随耶稣嘅人嘅信心。
And you know that God's in control of everything.
我哋认识上帝系掌管一切嘅上帝。
As we reflect, there's so many things in your life is just waiting, waiting, and waiting.
是很多时候在我们人生的际遇里面，是我们需要等待，一路不住的等待，等待。
And maybe right now in your life.
或者呢个时候就系你嗰个情况喺度等待嘅一个时间。
You are waiting.
你喺度等待。
Maybe you've been waiting a day.
你觉得等到好耐啦，等咗一日。
Maybe a week.
等咗一个礼拜。
And a month.
或者等咗好多个月啦。
Or even your whole life.
甚至你成世都喺度等。
And you're wondering yourselves, where is God?
你又喺度怀疑，喺度谂，究竟神去咗边度呢？
And when is God going to deliver?
究竟神系几时会做一啲嘢呢？
And God sharing us this afternoon.
今日喺圣经嘅话语里边就俾我哋呢一个嘅提醒。
Wait a while.
你哋等多一阵。
And see what I can do.
睇下神要做啲咩事。
Waiting is one of life's best teachers.
等待可以话咧，系我一个好好嘅导师。
Because we will learn the virtue of waiting.
因为我哋系可以透过等待学习到点样去等候神。
It is waiting that we develop endurance.
系一种系能够产生忍耐嘅等待。
Endurance for our spiritual muscles.
呢一个嘅忍耐就系我哋属灵嘅能力嗰个嘅来源。
And the ability to trust in God's love and goodness.
我们能够信靠上帝的爱，信靠上帝的良善。
Even when our lives are not going our own way.
虽然我们人生有很多的事情发生，都不是一定如意。
But waiting is not some dreary or teeth-clenched resignation.
等待不是说我们一定要是等待到有一些什么的，是我们的一些的结果。
We need to wait in hope and to know that God will deliver in His time.
那个等待其实一个的盼望，一个信心，是相信神一定带领我们经过这件事，是带来给我们有祂自己的心意。
Because God is never in a hurry.
因为神从来都不会说琴琴青的。
But He's always on time.
神时时都是准时的。
Let us pray.
我们一起同心祈祷。
Heavenly Father,
多谢天父。
Some of us have been waiting for a long, long time.
有很多时候，有很多人其实已经等了很久。
And we feel that you're not part of our lives anymore.
我们又好像觉得神都不再是在我们的人生之中。
And Lord, if any of us here are feeling this way,
主啊，如果我们在座中有人的感觉是这样的话，
I pray that you offer us comfort.
求你帮助给我们有安慰。
Especially those times when we grow weary of waiting.
或者我们很多时候，我们是在等到一个是心慌意乱的时候。
And sometimes, Lord, we are praying for others.
我们有的时候，我们又在为着别人挂心。
And waiting for answers to our prayers and their prayers.
等待我们自己的祷告得到答案，等到别人的祷告得到答案。
And Lord, I just pray that we can be still.
求你帮助我们，叫我们能够安静。
To know that you are God.
是认识你就是上帝。
And we ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
我们这样祈祷是奉耶稣的名求。Amen.
Thank you. 谢谢，有事。
多谢 Pastor Bill 带来的信息。我们一起唱一首的回应诗，坚定相信。请大家一起起立，我们唱这首的诗歌，表达我们对上帝的信心。
由是客应来接面，龙无人迷前路。由是客温赠无疑，白昼竟已似雾。当记得我们天父，他必护佑人道。神应爱他的儿女，他遂听祷告，坚定的相信，神遂听祷告，坚定的相信，不要失望，你担子虽然极重，又苦又压渗透，神仍然看顾引导。他遂听祷告，又是道路心荒凉，孤单独行凄苦，而忘记慈悲天父，他必报仇看顾，多少忧伤愿往受，人信心缺少。 神应爱他的，他虽听祷告，坚定的相信，神虽听祷告，坚定的相信，不要失望，你担子虽然极重，受苦又压渗透，神仍然看顾引导，他虽听祷告。你若受苦压渗透，背负重担难受，路途中崎岖难走，记住神必护佑，他恩典必救你用，可忍受烦恼，神应爱他的儿女，他虽听祷告，坚定的相信，神虽听祷告，坚定的相信，不要失望，你担子虽然极重，受苦又压渗透，神仍然看顾引导，他虽听祷告。